Amanda? Yes, I'm still holding on for dear life. Question is, are you still holding? Not like this hold all I've had here in my hands that seems to hold fuck all, even though I'm packing it. Tell me, dear, who is the PA here, you or me? It's not usual for me to get further than the port about me going into the dark, into town. As cathartic as this process is of revealing my life, is there anything at all from the VC yet? I mailed him about a disciplinary case earlier. Well, look, will you? Fuck, not you, Amanda, dear. It's the sex machine that seems to have moved in next door. He's having enough gravy for all of us. As those spitting paper walls reporting every damn move again. Can you hear it now? I think it's a deer on the edge of a precipice whining, but it's not. It's the Med Society, social sec, mid-fuck. It's only 11:10 already, and he's already going strong from mid-morning. Giving the early boating club a workout, anything to get up the league, eh? Stop simpering, woman. If you want it harder, just tell him. He speaks English, practically. He's a plug-ugly runt from a century of interbreeds who own part of Staffordshire. Just give it him. A few notes for you, sweet darling Amanda, so you feel like you're deserving of your minimum wage today. It's sheer stupidity for the committee to time the ball just before finals. Even if they'll be resorting to amitriptyline to calm the nerves after caffeine overdoses to cope with the essay crises. I do worry about those tops they're wearing, Amanda. That is point two. Those modern fabrics are just not up to the job. I know Liz Hurley got away with it, but she probably checked her rather sturdy coat into the cloakroom beforehand, dear. I've had bigger bandages on my tennis elbow than the tip-tops they're wearing to the ball today. And finally back to my bet, Ma. Can our girls please give their eating disorders a holiday when they finally get to the ball and enjoy themselves? And just be comfortable with who they are. They paid a fortune for their dresses, and then they go and nauseate. They do it in groups, and I've tried so hard to help. But you know, there's so many rose bushes around the garden. It just gives them a place to hide out. How about breaking into a memo, Amanda? Let's click open a Word document. But that would involve moving the mouse, and we wouldn't want you to break into a sweat, dear. Of course, it's Princess Big Tits here again. I heard her boasting she'd have to downsize her commemoration ball dress for a third time. She's such a bad example. Then she was peeing herself in excitement after Harvey Nicks emailed her to say they now stock a size 6. Watching them go out to the end of your ball is just painful. What, you emailed it 2 hours ago? That's impossible. I got a one-liner saying, Pat, I hope your furtive groping in the broom cupboard and sordid rendezvous in working men's club were worth compromising the name for the college for. Is that it, Amanda? The VC couldn't spot a working man's club who was buggering him so hard his anus burst into flames. Well, yes, it was worth it. If you insist. No, I didn't actually play bingo. I watched. You have to be a member to get the card. They do line dancing. You have to go where the music takes you these days, dear heart, and Central Oxford is not big on the Houston slide. Well, we don't dance all night. We take time out for the meat draw, and that's when it happened. Rosa had on a black lace stretchy top. It was a good 2 sizes too small for her, and her breasts were pinned up against her chest like 2 fat hands. Put me off a little, being a lifelong vegetarian, but when she pushed me into a toilet cubicle during the honky-tonk stomp so I could feel them, I didn't say anything. She wore her black leather miniskirt with a split. It slides up so easy, what with the fake tan cream that hadn't quite dried in on her thighs. She pushed my hand deep inside her, no knickers and no pubic hair. My first thought was, doesn't it get drafty? She pressed my whole hand inside her, and I didn't think it would fit. We soon became oblivious to the noise around us. But I don't think the toilets were busy, on account of the meat drawer coming up next. Next, she grabbed me and we came together as the tush-push reached a crescendo, with everyone having joined in. Then someone flung open the laboratory door and shouted, Rosa, you're going to miss the drawer. Rosa shouted, I'm coming, but I wasn't quite sure to who. The evening ended when her brother Carlos, who'd been drinking since he got back from his gig in Huddersfield lunchtime yesterday, pinned the barman down on the floor. The landlord got Carlos in an arm lock from behind and said, I've barred you once, mate, and I'll do it again. I thought Carlos would calm down at this time, but he just stormed out, going crazy. Rosa ran out with him. I went with Rosa, not knowing anyone else in the room. And there I stood in the car park with Rosa yelling at Carlos, I mean really screaming. And I knew something wasn't quite right. She could barely see me in her anger. I tried to help, picked her shoes that she'd thrown off her bag. I wanted to walk home with her, take her back to mine for coffee and maybe light a cigarette, but she jumped on Carlos's back, pulling clumps of hair from his scalp. He threw her to the floor. Her ass landed in a puddle and she could have fractured her spine that way and never walked again, which is when I hit him. He was chanting some Portuguese reflexive verbs and a police van pulled up by the side of them. And to be honest, I didn't want to be implicated. Thing is, I was still holding the bottle of Amontillado that we'd won as a door prize. The CCTV didn't do it justice. I mean, I know it looked bad. But you know, it seemed rude just escaping on a first date. And I saw red. My Achilles heel. It had been brewing for a century. I hit a man. But of course, the police had to catch it on their video. Those vans have no suspension. Chewing gum for a fan belt, I'd say. No chance of keeping it quiet after that. The police contacted the VC for a character reference before they would let it drop. They're not good with lesbians, the boys in blue. I think we're a novelty to them still. Christ, Amanda, I'm surrounded by junk. Look, white fringe cowboy boots. Can you see them on the conference call? Yours for a fiver. Do you tush push? You can get arrested for in this kind of caper in County Wicklow. I can't take them with me. They started classes at the Steelworkers Club, only I think I'm barred. Rose's brother started it.